Each of us has something for which we want to pray. And when we join those prayers together, it is astounding what's accomplished. So we join now together in prayer, each in our own, with our own concerns, but also knowing that as a community of faith, we reach out to every place around us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Our prayer takes on an immediate and urgent emotion when we look about us. The floods are horrible tragedies. As followers of Christ, we're called to consider our responsibility for them, and we're called to serve one another when they occur. We suffer with our brothers and sisters. We give thanks for the lives saved. We give thanks for those who make sacrifices to help. We give thanks that even as some have perished, we know the sustaining love which comes from you, our God of life, to move us beyond such catastrophe. You speak to us from the clouds of hurt and anguish with the word of solace, hope, and renewal. As we enter a time of prayer and preparation for the ongoing ministry of this church, as we consider individual responses, we pray that we will evidence by word and deed your redeeming presence within the world. We pray that our actions as a church, through reaching out to the world, will bring comfort and promise. We pray that our programs will indicate that Christ puts his arms around everyone, lifting each to new life. Whether the events are of nature, individual bad feelings, or cultural international conflict. So we pray for one another. Sitting within this congregation today, there are those who need our healing touch through tender compassion. With your Spirit working through each other, pick them up. Right here in this place are those who do not quite know how to handle life's threats. Let us be for one another the strength, not only to go on, but more, to recover with greater strength. Outside these walls are those who often are forgotten, ignored, the lost and the almost lost, who need to feel a sense of belonging. We pray that we will continue to find ways to show we are on their side because we worship you, the God of the little people, the troubled people, the hurting people. We also pray that within the mix of all people, that there are those who have used their talents and abilities for the ambitious and ruthless personal self-aggrandizement and caused untold suffering. Speak to them through us and through your church worldwide who claim to be the people of your justice and truth.